Greetings, and thank you for joining me for another episode of Select Board Rewind, where we talk about what happened at the last Select Board meeting. I'm Leon Goman, and I'm the town manager for the town of Weston. And I'm here to talk to you about the meeting from April 29th, 2025. We started a little early this as we met with the planning board to discuss candidates and choose a replacement member of the planning board. As you might know, Lori Hess decided to resign her post when she moved out of town. And after we met with three candidates who are all really quite impressive and highly qualified, the select board and the planning board jointly voted to bring Al Adelot back onto the planning board. They cited his experience in zoning issues and with the 3A discussions happening currently, it was a good opportunity to bring someone back for the finishing of the one-year term. We had resident comments, and we then moved into a meeting with Greatlands Realty regarding two of the articles that are going to be on the annual town meeting warrant for town meeting this week. One is to rezone the premises for restaurant use. And then the second is to create a special act that will allow for, it would allow for the creation of a new liquor license for a restaurant here in Weston, which would be our second. The goal and the idea here is that the Greatlands property, which is the old Liberty Mutual building here in Weston, is being redeveloped for lab space. And one of the things that they are talking about bringing in there is a new full-service restaurant. Those two items will be on the agenda for May's town meeting. The select board then met with the historic commission regarding their articles regarding the cemetery gate. They brought forward a community preservation article to be voted on at town meeting to replace in a historic preservationist manner the ornate gate at the Central Cemetery. And so that was approved by majority vote by the Finance Committee, by the Community Preservation Committee, and now by the Select Board. And if it does pass, that article does pass, they will also consider a second article as to whether or not to place a historic preservation restriction on the property. That would allow us to apply for a grant through Mass Historic Commission. Those two articles are going to be heard at the Maytown meeting as well. They then voted to fill a vacancy on the Conservation Commission. And we thank all of the candidates that put their names in to serve on the Conservation Commission this year. We had two very good candidates for that position, and they ended up appointing Sarah Mass as the new member of the Conservation Commission. And we congratulate Sarah for her appointment to that board. We then met to discuss any positions on any of the remaining articles. And I'll just mention them to you right now. The cemetery gate and historic preservation restriction, as I mentioned, they did approve those on a majority vote. MBTA 3A rezoning is not going to be heard at this May's town meeting. Check the town's website for a statement that we released about this article. Essentially, we are unable to bring that forward due to the fact that it was rejected twice by the planning board, not recommended twice by the planning board, and we are unable to bring it forward for a vote at this year's town meeting. The planning board and the select board are going to continue to work on the 3A issue, and we expect to have something ready for the next town meeting to be voted upon. The floodplain bylaw was voted to be supported by the select board. The select board chose to take no position on the number of select board members, so that article will be heard at May's town meeting as well. They supported the Zero Riverside zoning article, and they decided to take no position on the Greatlands restaurant rezoning and the petition for the additional liquor license. Generally, I guess it seems like they are supportive, but as there was a citizen's petition, they decided to not weigh in on the article. They then went on to the next item on the agenda, which was sustainability's proposal that was presented to the select board at the last select board meeting. It was a draft electric vehicle policy. This policy would encourage the town to look at electric vehicles whenever possible. It is not a binding article. It is not a binding policy, excuse me, but it does qualify us for climate leader designation, which is one of our town projects and priorities for the year. So the select board did consider that, and they did vote unanimously to support adoption of that policy. So we will be putting in our application to be a climate leader according to Mass General Law standards. And then finally on that agenda, I went through the list of the projects and priorities that the select board and I have been working on over the last year. I gave an update on all of those. And if you are interested, please tune in and check out the summary of those projects and priorities. We will redo that list with a new select board member starting on the 13th when they get sworn in. And I want to just take a moment to talk about the thing that really started our meeting, which was not technically on the agenda, which was we bid a fond farewell Lori Bent. Lori Bent has been on the select board for the last 6 years. She's had a number of accomplishments under her belt during the time that she's been on the board, especially considering her involvement in dealing with the COVID crisis that we had to deal with during her tenure, which started shortly after she was elected back in 2020. I just wanted to say on a personal note, it was a pleasure to work with her. She was very patient and kind in the way she dealt with the residents of this town, and she really did care deeply about the community. She chose not to run for re-election this past year, and we do wish her the very best in her retirement. And of course, the town election is coming up on Saturday, and it looks like John McDonald, who is running unopposed, will be joining the board. And we look forward to working with John and the new board starting as early as next week. That is the update for April 29th, 2025. And I look forward to talking with you next time on Select Board Rewind.